Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
Loogie!
It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. A very important phone number to call because it is Ask Tommy Anything. We are now at that point in the week where you have the opportunity to ask me anything. 888-808-1019. It could be anything, hence the title. And you'll hear some of the callers, and feel free to call in yourself and hit me up on Twitter about it as well. I already got a few on Twitter that have come to my desk, which I will address here in the next hour. But it's 888-808-1019. It's time for Ask Tommy Anything. Let's go to Peter in Summit. What's up, Peter?
Tommy, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
All right, ready to do this one real quick?
Yep.
All right. Take the three biggest sports markets in our country, New York, L.A., Chicago. You take out the one franchise out of each market where the fans would go, eh, no big deal, I can deal with that. Ready, go.
If you could take out one team from each market, what
you have to take out of the big four sports.
Got it.
In each market, take out one team where the fan base would go, eh, no big deal.
Okay.
Go.
Got it. So let's start with L.A. This is an easy one, Chargers. L.A. doesn't even need, you know, one football team. They have two. So L.A. is Chargers. Chicago. Wow. Bulls, Blackhawks. Chicago's a tough one. I'd almost have to go with the baseball team there because they have two, so they can dispose of one. So I'm gonna say White Sox, and then here in New York, the team you can get rid of. I'm doing you a favor here. I'm doing everybody a favor. Jets. You're welcome. 888-808-1019. You're welcome. 888-8. You're welcome. You don't have to keep thanking me.
I was born into this, and I hate this team.
But you're welcome because you know what? I just got rid of them for you, and now you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Hate this team.
No, you don't have to hate them anymore. They're gone. I just got rid of them. They are gone from your life. It's over. The curse has been lifted. The spell has been lifted. Beningo doesn't have to be a clock anymore. Evan doesn't have to be a candle. It's over. The Jets are gone. That's the best news you could ever get.
I hate this team.
But they're gone. So it's okay. It's okay, sport. It's okay, pal. They're gone. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is Ask Tommy Anything. Let's go to Margaret in Bergen County. What's up, Margaret?
What was the drinking age when you were in college?
21.
Yeah. See, I went and it was 18.
Seriously?
Yeah, and I lived in the dorms.
Mm.
And
how you doing?
You know what they? Yeah. Know what they said about the floor that I lived on in the towers?
What's that?
The party in Spine on Traverse 9. So they called me Margaret Librarian.
Uh-huh.
I literally would leave and go to the library to study. I was a very good student.
You know
what,
Margaret? I'm going to let you in on a little something, a secret about me. I, too, went to the library. Now, I wouldn't go often.
Loogie.
But when it came to midterms, when it came to finals, I couldn't trust myself to forget the partying, play a video game, go on the internet. And I went to school when there wasn't even like, there might have been Instagram. There definitely was Facebook, but there wasn't even as many distractions as there are now.
No, we didn't have that at all.
No, but you had the flip cup and you had the booze and all that. But I, like you, Margaret, would step away because when it was, this is my point that I was trying to make earlier, and I appreciate the conversation, is that I knew when to study. And I would go to the library. And I would be like the only person there. And it would be finals. And I would lock myself in that library the entire time. I'd go take my final. I'd come back for one class. Boom, 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 boom. Right. But then when the year, I mean, when I was in college, Wednesday night would be the tap or the mixer. You're in a fraternity. So that's when you have a party with a sorority or one of the, you know, like the girls lacrosse team or whatever the case may be. The dance team, who knows. And then Thursday night, we'd hit the bars. Friday night would be either a frat party or a house party. Same thing on Saturday. Away we go. But I made it work. Got good grades. Got a great experience. And I highly recommend doing that because going away to college, I wouldn't say it's the best years of your life. People like to say, oh, it's the best years of your life. Well, I would imagine you want more out of life than just that if you're going to call that your best. But it's the most unique experience you could ever have. That's probably the best way I would describe going away to college. It's the most unique. You cannot duplicate college. Think about it. I mean, I guess you could be Rodney Dangerfield, but let's say, and I'll get to your calls here, slight tangent. Let's say you get a girlfriend at, I don't know, 23. I know, unfortunate, but you got suckered in and you took the plunge. And let's say you date for 5 years and, you know, she runs off with your best friend or something like that. And now you're left holding the bag. And you're like, crap, I missed all these years of going out in Hoboken.
Do you want to see some skin?
You missed out going to the city, the Vegas trips, this, that, and the other. Bro, the great thing about Vegas, the great thing about Hoboken is it stays the same age. So even if you're 28, that's cool. And even if it means, you know, you got to hang out with somebody who's 25 or maybe you have some people in the same boat as you, go party.
It's party time.
You can get that back. You can't get the college back, though. You can't get that experience back. There's a window to go if you miss out on it for whatever reason. Now, obviously, for some reason, it's not in your power financially or whatever the case may be. But if it is and you just skip out for whatever reason, I encourage you not to do that. Because
it's party time.
You can't get that back. You can get other experiences back. You know, show me a club and I'll show you some, you know, 50-year-old woman that's at that club. Maybe she had a situation in her 20s and she couldn't go out. Now she's, you know, Stella got her groove back.
Viva Las Vegas.
Exactly. And in Vegas, I mean, everybody's 25. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, everybody's out there kind of having a good time. But you can't get that college experience. You can't recreate it. It's recreatable. It's just not. You could go live in Hoboken with your boys, and that's a cool experience. You go live in the city in Manhattan and that, and you can go party in Vegas. You go do this, you do that. You can't. You can even go on freaking spring break if you're 30. But you can't do the college thing. There's that window, right? You can't go to college if you're 29. They don't allow you in there, I'm pretty sure. But you know what I mean. By 29, you're probably not doing that. Or you're not going away to college, at least. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's Ask Tommy Anything. Let's go to Sam in Hackensack, New Jersey. What's up, Sam?
Hi, Tommy. First thing, I think you're terrific.
Thank you.
I really think you're special in this genre. Hmm. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Great question. I appreciate the question. Let me start by saying this. The business that I am in, which is the content business, I think if you're in radio or if you have a YouTube show or a podcast, you know, this is a different type of platform, but we're all in the content business. And it's ever-changing, and it's different than when I first got in a lot of ways for the good. I know there are some that don't like necessarily the direction of where the business is headed in terms of maybe the content or the opinions or things of that nature. What I would say to those people who, why do you do this? Why do you do that? You know,
generational talent.
I mean, if you think back to the people that used to host on this radio station, they did a lot of the same things we did, are doing now. So I'll just put it that way. But that was the era of TV that you grew up watching, so you have a special, you know, kinship to that. And then the new people, because they're new, you don't necessarily want to give them that opportunity. And with the other people, it was great. You know, does that make sense? Okay. So it is a better business now because there are multiple platforms to create a name for yourself. There's Instagram, there's TikTok, there's YouTube, there's podcasts, there's this radio station. And as long as there is New York sports, there will be WFAN, there will be this radio station and this platform because of the passion and because of all the teams we have and all the people that live here. It's a tough question to answer. I obviously would love to be here doing my thing, but it's hard to tell what the future is going to be in 10 years. Like, I think the radio station is obviously going to be here, but you don't know in what type of capacity. So there could be something new and crazy and exciting here that I don't even know about that's going to be here in 10 years. But absolutely talking New York sports on this radio station, doing my thing, the place that I always wanted to work. And I probably shouldn't say this on the air because it gives me zero leverage in contract negotiations, by the way. I probably shouldn't say this. I'd probably say I hate this place.
Tommy!
I should probably say I'd be out of here and I'm going to a competitor. That way I could get a bump, man. They take care of me here. But I probably should. That's probably the dumbest thing you could say. I really love being an employee here.
Generational talent.
Thank you, Boomer. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's Ask Tommy Anything. This was not on the phone, but somebody called in earlier, and they wanted to know, is Tommy, that's me, more, when it comes to TNA, more of a T guy or an A guy? Perhaps I shouldn't say this, but I think it's important to bring this up. So this was asked of me a couple of days ago. It might have even been in Settle the Debate, a.k.a. STD. And I couldn't answer it because I think it's both, but I wanted to try to pin it down to one. And we took a call from a fella that said, apparently there's been studies done. And if you're an A guy, it means, you know, you're an alpha, a certain type of personality. But more importantly, especially for this conversation, if you're a T guy, it means you like to be coddled. It's almost this weird type of relationship you have with your mother, to which I said, the T has to go. It can no longer be part of the equation here. It can only be A. Now, if you want to come up with something else, great. You know, this is a family show, but so don't call me and give me suggestions, but it's got to be A at this point.
Shaking the booty.
Right. If T is associated with mom, I'm out and you should be out too. Now, I understand when we're younger, we need the T. We are nothing without it. We need it to survive. But at some point, you break off from that. And when you get older, you have a new appreciation for T. But if T is associated with mom, according to this study, then you can't be a T guy. And you can't even be T with the A. It can no longer be in the conversation. It has to just be A. That's it.
Pictures of your booty.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's Ask Tommy Anything. This is your opportunity to ask me whatever you want. You can hit me up on Twitter about it, at Tommy Lugauer, LugAuer. Here's one on Twitter that I just saw. This is from Frankie out in Baldwin. He wants to know what type of pizza. Oh, the Sicilian. Yeah, I'm a big Sicilian guy. Love it. I would say if you want to make me happy, give me a Sicilian slice or give me the New Haven or bar style type of pizza with that crunch, the undercarriage, Connor to die for. But yeah, and they're probably two of the extremes. When it comes to toppings, I stay within the bounds. You know what I mean? Give me a little buffalo chicken. Give me a little pepperoni. I don't get nuts. I don't put pineapples. I certainly wouldn't put anchovies. So I don't get crazy. I respect the game as far as like switching it up and giving people options. But a little plain, little pep, good to go. I know the New Haven style, they like the clams on it. And when I was up there in New Haven, I didn't go clam. I should have. That was on me. I think you should always go with what they're known for. And if I'm speaking out of turn, I apologize. But I feel like that's like their main pie when it comes to the style. Or at least the place I was at, which was modern. And I didn't go clam. But the stuff I had was phenomenal. The crisp, the whole thing. Charred, not burnt. But yeah, nice Sicilian slice. It depends on the mood you're in, too. Like when you're doing the New Haven, you can eat a ton of that and still be like, yeah, let's go. When it comes to like a Sicilian where there's like the extra cheese and the oil, you have one or two of those and you need to lay down for a little bit. In a good way. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. This is Ask Tommy Anything. Let's go to Sam in Rockland. What's up, Sam?
How you doing, Tommy? I just want to know, I know Seinfeld is your favorite TV show. I'm just asking, which show do you think is more iconic to New York? Is it Friends or Seinfeld?
Seinfeld. It is, yeah. And I think those are good comps in terms of just the timing they were in. Let me do a deeper dive on that as far as if there's a better show to match up with Seinfeld. I mean, Friends is an iconic show. But for me, much like with Breaking Bad, Friends was always very good, but never great. Same feeling towards Breaking Bad, where Seinfeld was always great. And if you're looking at it just from the new, like, it's hard to, like, what do you, when I'm trying to almost even, like, break down, what do you mean? Like, what's more, like, iconic to New York? Like, which represents New York better? I mean, they're different type of shows, too. You know what I mean? But for me, it's always like Seinfeld, Seinfeld, Seinfeld. Ken Phelps, Ken Phelps, Ken Phelps. And I like Friends. I think it's very good. And I've watched it, binge-watched it with my wife relatively recently. So it's not like I'm thinking back a million years ago. Very good. Not great. Seinfeld, great. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is Ask Tommy Anything. Let's go to Taylor in Fairfield. What's up, Taylor?
Hey, how's it going, Tommy?
What's up?
I'm going to the casino with my buddies right now, Mohegan Sun. I just wanted some good luck. And if you had any casino stories.
Oh, I mean, I got a ton. Trying to think which ones I could actually talk about on the radio. I would just say good luck. If you're going to play roulette, you can do my birthday, which is 8 and 19. And my favorite number is 24. So you can play those three numbers. You don't have to thank me. If they hit, you don't have to send me any money. Good luck. Mohegan Sun, great spot. I was more of an Atlantic, or is more of an Atlantic City guy. Just, I don't even say it's like closer, but for some reason, just the nightlife there was more robust. I mean, there are places to go in Foxwoods and Mohegan. But AC had more partying. As I choke on a loogie, I apologize. And I know it would be ironic if a guy named Loogie or calls himself Loogie were to choke on the air on a loogie, but that's exactly what just happened. More partying down in Atlantic City. And I'm one of those guys that can go to a casino and never step foot on the casino floor unless it's just I need to get to where I'm going. What stories can I tell here? Yeah. There's a lot of good ones. You know what? I almost want to give this guy my phone number off air and we could just chat about it. You know what I mean? I know. Look, you kiss and tell. There are a lot of people that don't like to kiss and tell. I always used to say half of the fun of kissing is telling. You kiss to tell. My buddy, one of my dear friends, we'll call him MC. He has this great line about Vegas. He says, everybody goes to Vegas looking for a story to tell everybody when they get back. Now, that could be a myriad of things, all depending, and they got everything you need there and everything you'd ever want, whatever your poison is, whatever your brand of vodka is, Vegas has it.
Viva Las Vegas.
But someone's always looking for a story. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Bruce in Brooklyn. It's Ask Tommy Anything here on After Hours. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Tommy, I just, before I ask my sitcom question, I want to say that Friends is all about cuteness. The characters are cute, the things they say are cute,
yeah,
the situations they get into are cute.
Right.
Anyway, my question to you is, everybody loves Raymond Seinfeld. What do you think now?
Yeah, no, it's and I love Everybody Loves Raymond. I do. It's definitely one of my favorite sitcoms. It's still Seinfeld. Like, you're just not going to knock Seinfeld off the perch for me. By the way, Connor, do you think it's Sex and the City or Sex in the City?
Well, it was Sex and the City until they went back in time and changed that one, too.
So it's another
Mandela
effect.
Sex in the City?
Well,
Sex and the City.
Well,
and I distinctly remember it being Sex and the City, right? I feel like everybody remembers it being Sex and the City.
Well, I didn't, because for years I always said Sex in the City because the characters on the show are having, well, sex in the city. So I figured that was the name of the show until, believe it or not, and it all ties together. You wanted a casino story? This isn't the best casino story, but here's my casino story. It wasn't until I was at, it was either, yeah, I think it was at Borgata, and I'm walking around the casino trying to get to one of the clubs, and I walk by a slot machine, and it was Sex and the City. And I went, son of a gun, it's Sex and the City, which makes just as much sex as, it makes a lot of sex.
But Tommy!
There's a lot of sex on the show, shout out to Kim Cattrall. But the title of Sex and the City makes a lot of sense. In fact, I think it's better that it is Sex in the City because Sex in the City sounds more like an adult film, where Sex and the City is more of a cute, sort of ironic title because it's that and the city.
That makes sense.
But they changed it? But they didn't.
They didn't. It's just everybody thought it was Sex and the City because it was like they have sex and it's also things they do in the city. So Sex and the City.
Got it. All right, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. This is Ask Tommy Anything. If you're new to the segment and you've been just tuning in, this is your opportunity to ask me whatever you want. Let's not make it about sports. We got 5 hours a night to talk sports. This is our 1 hour a week to talk about anything you want. We've done TV shows. We've done casino talk. We've done drinking in college.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We could do TV shows, crazy type of... We've talked about aliens in this segment. You know, whatever really is on your mind. Be creative. My career, the whole nine, the business. It's your once a week opportunity. Be as creative as you want, and we'll go from there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Jay in Hoboken, New Jersey. What's up, Jay?
Loogie! How are we doing?
What's going on?
Yeah, I like it. I wanted to hear from you on this Ask Me Anything. If you were going to celebrate something good, and you wanted a steak dinner, where are you going to go and what are you going to order?
Who am I celebrating with, the boys or my wife? Oh, he hung up. Okay. I think if it's with the boys and you're celebrating broship and you're out with the bros, the bro fights, with your bromance, broing out, and you need a bro steak, and you with your bromies. The vibe, the steak, the whole atmosphere, Luger's. Luger's. That is just men being men. You know what I mean? I just think everything about it, they hit all the right notes. Not saying you can't take the wife there, and you should. Or the girlfriend. Or the side piece. You know, whatever you want to do. I don't care. It's up to you. But with the boys, Luger's. With the wife, I would kind of do my research on that. I don't think you can really go wrong with... I mean, it's New York City. I mean, the steakhouses are just so abundant that you could just... It's hard to go wrong. Now, there is a steakhouse in Vegas that I've never been to that I've been dying to go. It's in Old Vegas. Let me make sure I get the name right. Yep, Andiamo. Andiamo Steakhouse in Vegas, Old Vegas. It's at the D Casino. I've always heard it's the best steak, I think, anywhere. Certainly in Vegas. And I've always wanted to try it. Now, Old Vegas is not Positive Tommy's cup of tea. Not my scene. I got to be honest with you. Although I do love Circa. I think that's an awesome spot, especially with the pool they have there with the big screens and to watch the games. Phenomenal. I'm just saying, for me, personal preference, a lot of people love it, and you should love it too, the whole deal there. But I'm more of a Vegas. I stay more on the Strip. That's just my... Or if I'm going to go off the beaten path of the Strip, it's some of the hotels that are... They're still technically on the Strip, but they're a little bit more further on the ends. That's fine. But Andiamo Steakhouse in Vegas. If you've ever been there and it is awesome, hit me up and tell me it's awesome, because I got to get out there at some point. But Luger's with the boys, no doubt. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. This is After Hours. This is your opportunity to ask me whatever it is that you want. Let's go to Vito in Howard Beach. What's up, Vito?
Loogie.
Yo.
Loogie.
What do you hear? What do you say? What's up?
Yeah, I want to ask you, are you internet, you know, Instagram tough guy, or are you legitimate tough guy?
No, I'm not a tough guy at all. No, not at all.
All right.
No.
I want to tell you.
Am I a tough guy in other aspects, though? I feel like I'm not, but I'm definitely not a real-life tough guy. No. Far right. From it. Not on any measurable level of being a tough person, I am not.
All right, I appreciate that, and I'm telling you, you are a generational...
Thank you.
Generational talent.
Do we lose him there? Generational what, Vito?
It's a generational talent.
All right, hopefully he didn't say anything naughty there, Connor, and we stepped on it, but I felt like there might have been a dig coming there, but it's okay. If it wasn't, it wasn't. No, not a tough guy. Not a tough guy. Don't think I'm an Instagram or a... tough guy. I mean, I have to protect my turf on the show when somebody comes at me. If they walk all over me, well, then what am I doing? But that's also verbally. You know, you could fight and, you know.
You never got into a big fist fight?
No, never. Absolutely not. No. Not that kind of guy. Nah. Not my brand of vodka. And I've been in the, you know, out and, you know, you're out in that scene. I mean, I've seen, you know, hair pulling with the girls, with the fighting, dudes fighting. It's just Number one, what am I? I'm a skinny linguine. What am I going to do? I'm running the other way. I feel like that call was taking a dig. We'll take a listen back. And if it was anything kind of funny, we'll replay it. If it was bad, you know, it's on Connor. 888-808, all good. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's, are you a tough guy in person? What are you, my tough guy in person? What are you talking about, tough guy? Yeah, I'm talking to you, tough guy. Are you a tough guy, Vito? You probably are, so please don't come after me. But yeah, am I a tough guy? Do I portray myself to be a tough guy? I literally come on the radio and say I wear women's jeans. You know where you got that shirt from, and it damn sure wasn't the men's department. I didn't think I was a tough guy. Vito.
Funny how am I funny?
Vito, I know you're a Yankee fan. This is the start of a wonderful friendship between me, you, and all Yankee fans. Trust me. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Frank in Manhattan. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Loogie Loogie.
What's up?
Do you believe in Area 51?
Do
I'm
I believe
it right? Yeah. Area 51?
Do I believe in Area 51?
You do.
I do not. I do not.
Okay. Do you, you believe in extraterrestrial?
No, I do not. I absolutely do not.
Let me ask you a question. There you go. But a question for you. If you have sex in the city, but it's not in the city, it's in Brooklyn, what do you call it?
Quickie? A booty call?
Sex on Long Island?
Yeah, I was wondering, maybe they, did they, that, and I think that's why they probably called it Sex and the City, because there were times where the characters were having or making whoopee not in the city. So it's really that the character of the city, Manhattan, the greatest city in the world, was essentially a character on the show, and obviously the whoopee part was a big part of the show as well. Meanwhile, Uptown, Miranda was in a very tricky situation, you know, that sort of deal. But what was the other thing? Oh, aliens. Yeah, come on. I
would like to just clarify real quick, Tommy.
Ahead,
Area 51 is a real place.
No. No.
It is a highly classified remote U.S. Air Force facility.
No.
So it is real.
No.
And former President Obama over the weekend said that aliens are real, but he's never seen them.
Yeah.
And then he later walked back the comments.
Totally did. He said that he was answering that in a rapid fire question. He said, and then went on Twitter and was like, look, the universe is very vast, so I'm sure they're out there. They just don't have the technology, I think is what he said, to get here. It's like, okay. I understand this, that there is a large, okay, let me not say large. There is a portion of our society that not thinks, I believe they want aliens to exist. They want them to exist. And I know in a lot of instances, seeing isn't always believing, but in this particular situation, the reason why I'm skeptical is we never see the alien or the sighting of a UFO, you know, in Coney Island eating cotton candy on the Ferris wheel. It's always in North Dakota, where six people live in a small town. He was a quiet man, a very quiet man. And it's a hazy, foggy night, where a 25-foot-tall alien lands his spaceship, goes on someone's swing set, and just in the nick of time, gets out of there before anybody could take a photo or a video. Let me ask you this. The people that think aliens exist, that buy into all this stuff, you don't think that TMZ would get their hands on this? TMZ can find Leonardo DiCaprio on a yacht on every corner of this freaking planet, but they can't find an alien in Montana? You don't think TMZ is on the search? You don't think they have all their resources put into finding an alien? How come they can't find them?
Well, Tommy, they say that the aliens have technology that can distort images or videos of them.
Huh. So does that mean that they can...
That's why it's always very grainy, blurry footage.
Right. So you're not saying that they can turn themselves into a cat?
Well, maybe.
Interesting. The most interesting...
A teacup cat.
Sure. The most interesting thing I've ever heard, or most interesting theory that I've ever heard about aliens, and I don't buy it, but at least it got me to go, is that they're already here. That would explain Evan Roberts. No, they are here in the ocean somewhere, deep down, and they were here for, like, stuff like that, maybe I could buy. But again, the ball drops, Ryan Seacrest, it's Russell Wilson, and here's the 10-foot-tall alien. How come they're never walking the mall eating Aunt Annie's pretzel? Why not? They're always in a place where Eddie Scazzeri goes on vacation. In Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nevada, and not Vegas. You know, it's always somewhere in the wilderness.
Well, Tommy, they can't land the flying saucer right in Central Park. They got to be a little discreet. And some of the alien experts, yeah, they believe they live in the ocean.
Well, that's what I was just saying, Connor. That one I can maybe wrap my head around. Maybe. But I still won't. But I can at least listen to that one. Until we get the real smoking gun. You know what I'm saying? Where maybe they go to a baseball game with me or something like that. Where it's like, or they call into the radio station. You know what I mean? Or they zoom in and we can have visual proof. Now, everybody could come up with all kinds of things. Oh, they don't want to be seen, or blah, blah, blah. They come in peace and all the nonsense. But I do think there's a portion of society that wants it to exist because, for whatever reason, it breaks up the sort of their monotonous life. I don't know what the hell it does, but yeah.
E.T. Got it. Phone, yep. Home.
Yes, we know. Or Alf, you know, it's one of my favorite aliens. Okay, this person here asks, Tommy, who is your favorite?
With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Favorite DJ. You're a big EDM guy. Who is your favorite DJ? That's simple. DJ Tanner. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to... All right, Ken has a question. Connor, can he ask this question technically, or does he have to clean it up a little bit? What do you think? Ken, if you're listening right now, just say go number one, all right? Kenny? Kenny, just say go number one. I don't know if we could technically say what you're about to say, but just say go number one. That's fine. Everybody knows what you're saying when you say it.
All righty. By the way, your credibility in general relies on your answer here. So, like,
really?
Depending on how you answer, yeah, I think your credibility.
I dumped it, but I don't know if he could say that. And I coached him up, Connor. If I got it, I got it. If I didn't get it, anyway.
I think he probably would have been good, but
we cut it off.
Yeah, just in case. Just in case.
He said there's two people in life. There are people that go number one in the pool, and there are people that don't go number one in the pool.
What's wrong with you people?
I'm sure that would have been fine. I don't know. That's a gray area, that one. I got to talk to upper management about that one. Because I remember Chernoff, you can't. But he had his own FCC rules, so I'm not sure he shared the actual FCC rules. You can't say it. And I don't know how much leeway we have here on After Hours. But to answer that question, no. I am very much aware. So to get to know me a little bit more, I am one of these people that are very much aware of my surroundings. And I'm very much worried about somebody seeing me do something like that or getting caught and it just being like, now that would probably be more in the ocean, but no, I would just get out and go. So I've been to places like, if you've ever been to Ocean City, Maryland, there's this great spot called Secrets. It's tremendous. Absolutely incredible. The whole area down there, Ocean City, Maryland. You got Fager's Island, you got Secrets, great scene. A lot of summers there for Positive Tommy with the boys. The spot Secrets, where you can hang out in, it's like there's an ocean side of Maryland or Ocean City, Maryland, hence the name. And then there's like a bay side, and that's where Secrets is. It's this huge like bar club type spot. And they have this area where you can hang out during the day, literally in the water. Like they have tables and chairs. It's awesome. Anywho, if you stand up, I mean, you could technically go number one there, but I'm not wired.
What's wrong with you people?
I will say this. I'm going to be fair here. I'm going to be fair to the female population because I think there's always that sort of stereotype that women tend to do their business or go number one, you know, either at Secrets or, I mean, that's kind of really going a little far, but you know, it's 5 p.m. You've been drinking since 9 in the morning, whatever, or in the ocean or in the pool. And whereas guys don't. I got to be fair. If that is, in fact, accurate, the line for the ladies' room is absurd. What are you doing in there? I understand that there's an extra step. I get that. You have one extra step than we do. I understand that. One. That's it. One step is different. That one step should not create, though, the line that is created. Therefore, you're doing something else in there. I wish, but no, you're definitely doing something. So you're either talking, gossiping, looking in the mirror, and that's fine because dudes do that too. I'm not trying to stereotype, but my point is that I think you are adding to the line. Like really, whatever you're doing, if it's mirror, I understand, but if it's anything else, like you see girls sometimes at bars and clubs, they go into the dude's room, and I'm all for it because I get it. The lines, but go yell at them. You got to, next time you ladies have a meeting, bring this up, please. Whenever you have the women meeting, you'll bring this up and say that Positive Tommy brought this on the air and said, you know what? Get in and get out. Because then you'd be less number one in the ocean because you wouldn't have to worry about waiting online. But I get it because the line is so long. And when you got to go, you know, you got to do your business, you got to go. Whereas a guy, you know the line's going to be quick. Even if the bros are at the sink, like, bro, love your watch, bro, that chick's hot, bro, what do you do for your inner quad, you know?
Let him watch.
Bro, what do you do for your inner pec? What do you do for your buttocks? 80s for the ladies. Like, even if that's kind of the conversation that's going on, and you let him watch. Even if that's going on, you know, what do you do to get the hair off your back? You know, to use like a Skintimate. Like, how do you get involved with that? You know what I'm saying? Or, bro, sorry, I didn't know it was your sister. You know, I thought she was a third cousin of yours, not your first. My bad. Didn't realize that was your mom.
Tony Clark.
You know, like those kind of conversations can certainly happen in the dude's room. But it's quicker. Ladies, in and out. Let's work on that. We're working on some things here in 2026. In and out. I get the extra step. I've heard about the extra step. I've lived my entire life knowing there's an extra step. I've been told this by women for years. There's an extra step, you know. I know there's an extra step. And even if you don't go paper and you just kind of, you know, tilt a little bit. But the paper isn't an extra step. I'm sorry. If you consider the paper on there a step, that's not an extra step. I'm sorry. You're cheating. That's not an extra step. The extra step is obviously, we all know the extra step. That shouldn't equal the longer line. I'm sorry. It shouldn't. Get in and get out. Let's keep it moving, ladies. Come on. Where was I? Oh, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. This is Ask Tommy Anything. Let's go to, we'll break here in a second, but we'll get your calls. We'll keep reading your tweets, et cetera. Let's go to Chris in Ronkonkoma. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Tommy. How you doing?
Good.
I was thinking of a show that it's like an every man show. And it's a lot. It was the King of Queens, Tom. How you feel about that show? And it was like a working man show.
Yes, it was.
More than any other show.
Blue collar. You know? No doubt about it.
Yeah, blue collar.
Hard hat.
And Jerry Stiller was great.
Tremendous.
In that show.
No doubt about it.
Tremendous. He was better than even in Seinfeld in that show. He was great. And one of
as
the
Arthur,
things
yeah,
Alien,
I mean, it
Tommy?
Was, I wouldn't know about, I don't know about Seinfeld, but he obviously had a bigger role in King of Queens. No doubt about it.
Yes, yes. But he was great. And, yes. And one of the things about Aliens, Tommy, a lot of people think, that we are the aliens, that we were sent here through some kind of portal.
Yeah, and we're in the Matrix. Or right, yeah.
Yes, because we don't look like anything else on this planet, when you think about it.
Yeah.
Right? And we evolved from apes. Why there's still apes?
Huh.
You know, it's something that's something to put your arm around.
Yeah,
you know, maybe
put your arm around and think about it, for sure. I can't stop thinking about Leah Remini, though, and when you said that, and how you doing. But, yeah, I get you. Yeah, King of Queens is definitely a good show. Very good show. Very, very good. I can't knock Seinfeld off its pedestal. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Connor, do we need the break? Do we not need the break? Your call. It's all on you.
Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice. All right, let's take a couple more and then we'll head to our break. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's Ask Tommy Anything. Let's go to John in Rockaway.
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up?
I was just gonna give my one of my favorite bar questions is what's your death row meal?
Ooh, boy! All right, I appreciate it. Good question. Oh boy! I want to give a good answer on this one. If I could eat one, I don't know if this is kind of like not answering it, but I think it. Probably, if I could eat one thing the rest of my life, it would be pizza every day. You can call me the Ninja Turtles. I would eat pizza day in, day out. So pizza, right up there. Little chicken parm, very BB. I get it, but I love it. Little rigatoni on the side. Love it, love it, love it. Not a big spaghetti guy on the side of the chicken parm. I always ask for the substitute if it's not already rigatoni. I'm like, can we substitute this? Spaghetti? You kidding me? Not the world's biggest spaghetti guy.
You don't want a sandwich that's formerly known as a hot dog?
Do not, no. Or you give me a big bowl of sauce and you throw the mussels in there and I'm just going to town, I'm dipping the bread, that whole thing. Or you give me a nice bowl of pasta and you throw on the lobster, the shrimp, Fra Diablo. And I'm just going to town on it. Those are in the... And I mean, a medium rare steak. I'm an aristocrat. Damn it. I did that again with the cat. You know what? Enough. Connor, do me a favor. Tell my wife we got to get rid of the cat. Because I can't get the Goodfellas line now proper because I keep thinking about my cat. So obviously, he would cook up a good steak and the hacks would die. You know, it would, he goes, what do you want? Medium rare. Oh, an aristocrat. But now, since I've had the cat and I've used that line, sorry if you've heard the joke before, I keep saying aristocrat instead of aristocrat. And it's annoying me. And I hate when I don't stick the landing. But now, because I have a cat, and I love my cat. You know that.
He's my special boy.
But what I don't love about him is that he's making me flub a great line in my favorite movie of all time. So, that's a problem.
You can tell your wife, I will buy your Persian teacup cat for $200.
$200. I will let her know. Okay, this is Ask Tommy Anything. This is your opportunity to ask me whatever you want. You've heard the calls. We've read some tweets. You've heard some of the topics of what's going on. Let's read this tweet. This is, wow, okay. Huh. Yo, Tommy, what's going on, my man? My girl just caught me. Wow. Dang. Yikes. All right. So this person says, yo, Tommy, what up, my man? My girl just caught me. I mean,
bifocals, brother.
I don't want to judge, but I mean, you made her catch you. That's probably the first mistake. But yeah, this guy says, my girl just caught me.
What's wrong with you people?
I wonder. All right. He goes on to say with who? Wow. So this guy, he says his girl just caught him. And she caught him with the girl next door.
What's wrong with you people?
So you got caught. And not only did you get caught, not only did your girl catch you, she caught you with the girl next door. And then he says, Tommy, I don't know what to do. Well, I think it's pretty easy what you do here. Say it wasn't you. 888-808-1-
And then blame her for not being trusting.
I mean, look, listen, but you got to, at sometimes, you got to say it wasn't you.
What's wrong with you,
Connor,
people?
Connor, I've been caught on the counter, but it wasn't me. You know, I was caught on the sofa once, but it wasn't me. I mean, it even happened in the shower. It wasn't me. I mean, I hate to say it, but she even caught me on camera once, but it wasn't me.
Now, if this is an adult who's in a marriage, he should be ashamed of himself. Yeah. If he's a kid, it's a little bit different. Younger guy.
Right.
Just deny it.
Yeah, just say it wasn't,
wasn't me.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Even if she sees the marks on your shoulder, just say it wasn't you. Even honestly, dude, is what I would tell this guy. Even if she heard the words that you told her, say it wasn't me. Wasn't me.
What's wrong with you people?
You're laughing, but I mean, seriously, if your girl catches you and it's with the girl next door, say it wasn't you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Mike, not a Shaggy fan. Okay, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. It's Ask Tommy Anything. We got a full bank here. We will get to everybody, I promise. Everybody loves this segment. We line up. Everybody wants to ask me something. It's a fun, entertaining segment. Little palate cleanser from the world of sports. I see everybody up there. I see the tweets. We will read them. We will take your calls. It's after hours. It's Ask Tommy Anything. That phone number to call in is 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.